5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. Gordon Chang, my colleague, and I'm pulling together disparate news reports and asking Gordon's help to understand how this all looks from the point of view of Xi Jinping looking to secure his third term as president, as president for life, of the People's Republic of China. Perhaps there's an opportunity to be secured in the third term, unprecedented third term, next fall, perhaps. However, what we now have are contradictions. Gordon, my first note is the Chinese real estate market, which you've been watching for years. It's been used by the people of China as a savings bank. However, most recently, a giant firm, Evergrande, is said to be in trouble, and that's about real estate. At the same time, staying with the real estate theory, Blackstone, a major private equity firm in this country, just dropped out of a bid for a Chinese property firm that was all lined up to be acquired, or at least part of it was to be acquired by Blackstone. And then we have other odd reports that don't go anywhere, but they suggest that there's something strange going on from Beijing. For example, big tech is told only to do IPOs in Hong Kong. In other words, leaving money on the table. Very odd. At the same time, after the Didi fiasco, which Didi IPO'd and then had to either crawl back or find some way to explain itself to the regulators in Beijing, we had Jack Ma intimidated, heading up Alibaba. And then we had George Soros write a report in the Wall Street Journal that seems to be extremely influential, saying that he was no longer going to invest or have confidence of investing in China. And then we had a very famous young investor say that she was selling all of her Chinese holdings except for a few select companies that were part of or could be associated with the Chinese government. I don't lay all these things out in detail because they seem at random. Can we add in the reports over these last months of confrontation with India, confrontation with Taiwan, confrontation with Japan, confrontation with the United States, and then the non-transparency of the investigation of the origins of COVID-19? I could go on, but that's enough. Do you find a pattern here, Gordon, in any fashion? Because it would occur to me, if I were given this long list, that this is not supportive of Xi Jinping's authority. It's in fact critical of his authority, because these are not positives.
It's certainly not positive, John. I think Xi Jinping must be believing that this is a critical or at least a crucial moment in his rule, because he does want a third term as General Secretary of the Communist Party. Normally, the party would hold its 20th National Congress sometime next fall, October or November. Everyone assumes it will take place, but we've got to remember that Xi reveres Mao Zedong, and Mao was often successful in making sure that the Communist Party did not meet in National Congress. So I think that right now, a lot is off the table because Xi Jinping is making moves And these have come at a time when, as you point out, Evergrande, which is China's second largest property developer, is on the edge of default. It is announced that on September 21st, it will not be making interest payments to banks. The banks could then declare it to be in default. The Communist Party very well may try to effect a rescue, but we really don't know. And this could have chain effects because there are a number of other big debtors that are on the edge of not making payments. At the same time, foreigners are not actually putting money into China like they once did because they're concerned about Xi Jinping's campaign against tech and other companies. We put all of this together and we realize that this is, I think, for China and therefore for us, a moment of great consequence.
What is driving it, Gordon? Is Xi alone with the people who have sworn allegiance to him? Is he the driver of all these contradictions, these paradoxes? They're destroying assets.
Yeah. Talk about destroying assets. Chinese companies have lost about $3 trillion worth of market value since last November. And this really is reflection of what Xi Jinping wants to do. He stopped the Ant Group IPO in the first week of November, just 36 hours before trading was supposed to start. And then he engaged in those other things that you talked about. So this really is him. He's trying to exert control over Chinese society. He's trying to close China off from the rest of the world. And he's trying to make sure that his rule is extended beyond that second term. So all of these things are coming at the same time. And, you know, the thing that really makes this fascinating is that China's right now got some problems that it probably can't get through unless it imposes extraordinary controls over society and the economy.
It might be the pandemic, Gordon. That's made everything odd around the world. So why not in China? You've published at Gatestone saying that China has not been held responsible for 4.5 million deaths. And I mentioned that the economist's analysis says that number could be as high as 15 million. So we don't know. It's early days in the pandemic. Could the pandemic cover up, if that's what it is, or the refusal of China to participate in the origins of the pandemic, could that be a driver for Xi making these other moves? I'm not sure that this is logical, Gordon, because it's not logical to destroy the success of China for the last 30 years. That's what he's doing. So is the pandemic enough for him to turn inward, to hide?
Well, the pandemic is a trigger because it certainly put the Chinese economy in a very difficult position, probably much worse than the National Bureau of Statistics is reporting. And again, this occurred this year where we saw that the international community started to condemn China for refusing to cooperate with international probes of the origins of the disease, including that of the World Health Organization. So I think that did change people's opinions about Xi Jinping. And then after that, we saw a lot of events occur in quick succession. So, yes, the pandemic could be the triggering event. But whatever it is, John, we know that Xi Jinping sort of views the world in emergency terms. And that means that he can lash out because a weak China, in my view, is more dangerous than a strong one. A strong one would be confident, would be secure. Xi Jinping is not acting in a confident or secure manner. He's acting like he's really got his back against the wall.
We're told that the president of the United States, Mr. Biden, initiated a phone call to Xi Jinping in these last days. We don't know what it was for, but it's suggestive that there is a Biden policy about China. Can we characterize that policy now, Gordon, in these early days of the administration?
Well, Biden has continued some, but not all, of President Trump's initiatives on China. And especially in the wake of the fall of Kabul, the State Department and I suspect Biden himself have tried to obtain China's cooperation in working with the Taliban because the Taliban and China have very close links. So we're not exactly sure what the post-Kabul China policy will be. It could be much more favorable to Beijing than it was up until Afghanistan.
Finally, Gordon, Xi Jinping himself, was this always him? Was this the man who was educated in America that went back making promises about the new day in China, or has he changed? We have about 30 seconds.
This has been Xi Jinping all along. He was very pro-Maoist, very pro-communist. We in the West and elsewhere tried to ignore what he was actually saying and doing. And now we're seeing the real Xi Jinping.
Gordon Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.